I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For Israeli singer Yasmin Levy, it's in the genes. Her late father, Yitzhak Levy, was a champion of Ladino music, traditional Sephardic songs sung in a Judeo-Spanish language. Yasmin Levy is carrying on the tradition. She's added elements that Ladino purists don't approve of. But this apple hasn't fallen far from the tree. Yasmin Levy's new CD, Sentia, features a duet with her late father.
Estábamos en la huerta sentados. Le dije yo por ti mi flor, me muero de amor. Le dije yo por ti mi flor, me muero de amor.
The song is called Una Pastora. Yasmin Levy says adding her vocals to the version her father recorded before she was born was rewarding and intimidating.
I grew up all my life as the daughter of. He's a great figure, you know, an image in my life. So I had to sing this song again and again. Until I said to myself, you know, he passed away when I was 1 year old. So I said to myself, you know, just see it as a homage, you say?
Homage, yeah.
Yeah, homage that you make for your father. He's no longer with us. He won't be angry. You can sing with him because he was very strict, you know, about music and the way people sing. I'm happy that I did that. I feel very privileged, but I will never feel deserve to sing with him.
What do you think your father would have said about this recording, this posthumous recording with him?
I'd like to believe that he would feel proud and happy. The story is that, you know, he prevented my mom from becoming a singer. We're talking about 50 years ago. He said to her that she has to choose whether she'd like to be his wife or a singer. She chose to be his wife. Strange thing to say, but I always say that the only thing, if I may say, the good thing that happened to me that he passed away when I was young is that I sing today. Otherwise, I would not be a singer.
I mean, as the woman in the family who goes on to have this successful career as a singer, is that a burden for you, that your mother didn't get to do it, but you did?
No, first of all, it's a great happiness to all of us. I think, thanks to my career, she lives her dream. And she's my biggest fan. She supports everything I did. She started from the beginning with me. And she lives a dream through me.
Now, on your album, Sentir, Yasmin, there are a lot of flamenco sounds that I think a lot of people who don't know flamenco that well will say, wow, that's flamenco. Your fusion of Ladino music, the Jewish-Spanish music of yore, and flamenco is, in essence, what your music is all about. Now, purists of flamenco will always debate, what is flamenco? What did they say about your take on flamenco?
It wasn't easy for me. I started to make a fusion between Ladino and flamenco because I always missed passion in Ladino. We're talking about 500 years old songs. Now, everybody used to treat those songs as something very delicate and fragile and something that you have to put in the museum. You know, those songs, the Sephardi songs, were never meant to be on stage. I always missed a passion, and when I discovered flamenco, it was all about passion and fire and fuego. So I started to make this fusion. And I had problem with both sides, you know, of the flamenco purists said this is not flamenco. The Ladino purist people said this is not Sephardi songs, it's not Jewish anymore, she's ruining our tradition. It took me 7 years to understand, you know, to explain, to apologize, which I no longer do. I put the passion that we have in flamenco in the Sephardi songs because I want people to treat the Sephardi songs as something very young and passionate and just beautiful love songs.
Por la calleja que pasarás, de la mi su nombre te manumbrarás. Te vas mucho bechama verás cuando de mí te acordarás. Te haces mucho bechama cuando de mí.
Yasmin Levy, let's take a song like the one we're hearing right now, Longe de mí. Do you think you arrived at some essence of confidence in your music to kind of tell the purist to back off, this is what I do?
Of course. You know, when I started, everybody expected me, the purest Ladino people, expected me because of my father to sing Ladino in the way that they grew up listening to, just a cappella or, you know, a guitar or something very gentle. This is okay and it's important, but my job is to spread those songs as much as I can in the world, and I wanted to make young people, I wanted to make them coming to my concerts, and I want them to find interest in Ladino songs. And now both of us understand that.
A mí me haces mucho sufrir cuando amanecer y escurece.
Yasmin, you're pregnant with your first child, expecting this summer, I understand. Will this new generation of Levy change the way you make music?
I think it would be a different point of view. You know, when I compose and write my own songs, which I do, by the way, in Spanish, it's always about sad things. And everybody asks me, why are you so sad? So let me tell you, I'm the happiest person with the saddest, you know, biggest sadness in his heart. So maybe when I have this child, it would be different. But I can tell you, I will never, ever stop singing and creating. And I got a feeling that this, I have a boy. I have this feeling that he's going to be a classical pianist. But maybe it's my dream.
Well, I hope whatever dream you have, it comes true. Yasmin Levy, the new album is called Sentir. Delighted to meet you. Thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me here.
Les canto sin quedar, me meto como piola para les llevar la bolsa. Me meto como piola para les llevar la bolsa.
Yasmin Levy gives a brief history lesson about Ladino culture on our website. That's theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of the world.